Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 364, The E-Bullet, January 2016. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by Weavers, please. They need your business. Weavers has added something special since last we talked. They've added a toddler section. So if you have a little toddler in your life, you can go over and pick up an Aw Paw t-shirt or the newest Mayberry, the newest Nip It in the Bud shirt, $16 a piece. Great buys over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. Executive producer of 364 is Rebecca Spears. Thank you, Rebecca. She's one of our patrons over at Patreon. I want to thank all of our patrons at Patreon. I want to thank all of you that can donate. And I want to thank all of you, whether you donate or not, for being here right here in Mayberry with us this week. This week, we're going to be talking about the E-Bullet. Now, we've done that fairly often over the years. You know, we always drop in to find out what Jim Clark, the presiding goober over at the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club, has dug up for us in the last couple of months, because he's every other month the E-Bullet comes out. So we're always heading over there to try to find out what he knows, because he, you know, that he's good over there. Jim's good one. He's all the time looking up things and finding them and finding new information. One thing we want to talk about as we get this show started is we want to say happy birthday, which was about, we're a week and a little bit more late, to Russell Hyatt, the operator and owner of Floyd's Barbershop, Floyd City Barbershop in Mount Airy, North Carolina. He just had his 92nd birthday. So happy birthday to Russell. Yay. I need some clapping sounds. Let's see if I have any clapping. Do I have clapping sounds? I don't know. What's this one? Let's try this. Yeah, there's laughing. Oh, here we go. I found clapping sounds. If I can get them to play. Anyway, clapping sounds for Russell. There we are. There he is. Happy birthday, Russell. Russell is great. He's always been great to me at Mayberry Days. I always get to go into Floyd's Barbershop and visit with him, and it's always a great treat. Our friend Otis, Kenneth Junkin, he was able to be up there and part of that. So we want to just congratulate again Russell and everybody that was able to make it to celebrate with him. Thank you for doing that as well. So, folks, we're going to head now and start hearing a little bit about the E-Bullet, some information. But I want you to stick around, because after that's over, I'm going to give you a little report about I went this past weekend up to T.B. Sutton General Store and to see a performance of their dinner theater called Love Stories of Mayberry, Rations and Romance. It was awesome. My wife and I went. I'll give you a report on that after we hear a little bit from Jim Clark. So let's get a little background music for us from the VW Boys. Just puts you in the Mayberry spirit, doesn't it? Folks, there's so much stuff in the E-Bullet. If you are not a subscriber to the E-Bullet, it is free. Can you imagine that? Maybe we should charge you and then you would take it more. You'll realize the value of this, but the E-Bullet is a free publication. Head over and sign up now to get yours delivered directly to your mailbox, your inbox, because it gets an email to you every other month, and you won't miss out on any of this great information that we share just a little bit of. The E-Bullet, as I say every time we talk about it, has a great section of Floyd's Barbershop bulletin board and event calendar with all kinds of information about events coming up with your Mayberry cast members, some stuff with David Browning, the Mayberry deputy himself. He's going to be on a cruise, by the way, coming up here February the 22nd to the 27th. Hope that goes good for him. It's the VW Boys, the Mountain Music Cruise. That'll be a lot of fun. Got all kinds of information here about the George Lindsay Film Festival coming up in March the 3rd through the 5th. Something you'd want to check out. Several different activities by Karen Knotts you're going to want to check out. I'm not going to read these to you. I want you to head over to imayberry.com. And when you get there, there is a link on the front page. So if you go to imayberry.com and you click on the link on the front page that says e-bullet, the latest edition. I don't know if you'll be able to figure out that means the current edition of the e-bullet. But if you go there and click that link, you'll be able to head over and read all this great information that Jim Clark has gathered for us in the e-bullet. So head over and check it out. Great stuff. A couple of things I do want to mention to you. I want to tell you about the May 6th and 7th is the 6th annual Mayberry Comes to Westminster Festival. Karen Knotts is the special guest this year, and she'll be performing two shows of her new one-man show. It's called Not Knotts. It's Not Knotts. Get it? You know, her name is Karen Knotts. You get that? The name of it is Not Knotts. Who's There? Getting to know the man behind Barney Fife. It's going to be great. If you haven't seen it, you need to go. This will be a great event, a lot of fun. She'll also be the Grand Marshal for two parades on Saturday. They'll have other performers there as well. Definitely want to try to make your way there. A lot of tribute artists. There'll be tribute artist shows. There's a Mayberry Bible study one day, a cruise in. There's all kinds of stuff leading up to the 6th annual Mayberry Comes to Westminster. Information is right there on the website. You can go to MayberryWestminster.com and you'll be able to get more information there at that website as well. So definitely something you want to go and check out. All right. So also coming up in the e-bullet is information here about Mayberry in the Midwest. I want to talk about that. So Mayberry in the Midwest is coming up the last weekend or toward the end of May. So early May, you can go to South Carolina. The May 21st and 22nd, you can head up to Danville, Indiana for Mayberry in the Midwest. Maggie Peterson, Charlene Darlin, is the first one to be announced, is going to be there. And so head up there to see her. Also going to be tribute artists and things there as well. So head for that as well if you're in that area. Lots of just great stuff. Things happening in Mount Airy. Go and check out the e-bullet yourself because there's a lot of stuff. All right, so go check that out. So what we're going to do is we're going to skip ahead. There are a lot of sections of the e-bullet, but we're going to head on into the news of cast and crew because I believe it's always a lot of fun to drop in and see just a little bit of a time capsule of what's going on in and around Mayberry. So let's kick it off with some news about Ron Howard. He received his second star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on December 10th, which happens to be my birthday. That's great. I didn't know that. He received a second star. It was his second one. The day before his In the Heart of the Sea opened in theaters nationwide. Ron is the first person to receive an additional star since 1993 when Bob Hope was honored with his fourth star. Ron's first star was for his work in television, and this one recognizes his movie career. In the Heart of the Sea made about $90 million worldwide so far, which, while less than original expectations, is still far from shrimpy. Jim's awesome. Jim Clark wrote that, not me. Good job, Jim. Ron continues with post-production work for Inferno, which is currently scheduled to be in theaters on October the 14th and is a solid bet for box office success. Ron is also set to produce with Imagine Entertainment partner Brian Grazer and direct The Girl Before for Universal Studios. The movie is based on a novel by J.P. Delaney and is such a hot property that movie deal was made even before the novel's planned release next fall. So the novel hadn't even been released yet. That is great. Ron and the Imagine team has also announced plans to produce Red Planet, a sci-fi miniseries about the colonization of Mars that is likely to air next season. Imagine is also producing Stephen King's Dark Tower. Wow, he is busy, isn't he? Across several media platforms, including a feature film expected in 2017 and a TV series that might tie episodes into the movie storyline both before and after the movie's release. Wow, is he a busy man. Great to hear about Ron Howard. Clint Howard, Ron's little brother, Leon. Well, Clint Howard was in Nashville in December filming episodes of an upcoming TV series on CMT called Still the King, which stars Billy Ray Cyrus as an Elvis impersonator, tribute artist. Clint's character is a roadie named Crazy Dave, who Clint says is a lot of fun to play. In much the same way, his memorable creepy Rodney was a hoot to play in a couple of episodes of NBC's popular My Name is Earl TV series a decade ago. Still the King is tentatively scheduled to start airing in August. That's great. So there's a great little... Betty Lynn, you know Betty Lynn, Thelma Lou, ever the Mayberry Trooper, has been continuing her meet-and-greet sessions at the Andy Griffith Museum in Mount Airy, North Carolina, this winter. You can see Floyd's Barbershop bulletin board information in the e-bullet for when she will be appearing more. So go check it out, guys. You got to go there. Rodney Dillard and the Dillard Band have been putting the finishing touches on a new album, which they recorded in several sessions in Nashville during the last year. The album is scheduled for release next month, which I guess is February, which is this month, because this was the January edition. Rodney and some of his band, along with Maggie Peterson and also David the Mayberry Deputy Browning, toured with their Mayberry Christmas show in December. Meanwhile, Rodney and his band's new website, www.theofficialdillards.com, should be up and running by the time the new CD is released and the accompanying 2016 tour is set. Okay. Dean Webb, we know him. Dean, you know Dean. And his Missouri Boat Ride Bluegrass Band have a steady slate of performances and dates this year. Most around the Branson area home base. And check the bulletin board again for more information. You can check up with the band if you go to Missouri Boat Ride, all one word, .com. Leroy Mack McNeese. Leroy, great guy, by the way. I love Leroy. He stuck close to home in California with his musical instrument that I can't ever say the name right, so I'm not going to try. And the Bluegrass Gospel performing for most of 2015. And he has just formed a new bluegrass gospel group called Glory Land that will be based in Southern California, but may venture to other areas from time to time. Eric Norquist, the son of Margaret Carey, Bess Muggins, has been writing comedy with his pal George Lindsay Jr. That's Goober's son. So, wow, we got Mayberry connections in both directions. They're developing a funny-sounding stand-up routine comedy show that's called Eric and George, One Man Show. Eric and George, One Man. Yeah. Yeah, I see. There's two of them. It's funny. Yeah. All right. So then Kara Knotts completed another mini tour of her popular Tied Up in Knots stage show with full houses for two shows in Texas in October. She has several dates, primarily in Arizona so far, lined up for this winter and sprinkled throughout 2016. All right, well, we have some sad news. I want to express that sadness. We report the passing of John Berry. That was the son of Mayberry's Ken Berry and Jackie Joseph. John was 51. He passed away on January the 9th due to complications from a brain tumor. He was a talented musician and was a co-founder of an indie rock band. You know, our sympathies go out to Jackie and Ken Berry, both. They have expressed their deep gratitude for the many kind words and acts of sympathy. Jackie says the outpouring of love and support has been amazing and uplifting. So, you know, our thoughts go out to them as well. So there's another piece of sad news. We're also sad to note the passing of Marjorie Lord, who played Kathy Williams, the wife of Danny Thomas's Danny Williams on Make Room for Daddy. including the Danny Meets Andy Griffith episode, which was the pilot for the Andy Griffith Show. She passed away of natural causes on November the 28th at her home in Beverly Hills, California. She was 97 years old. So we're it's always sad to hear of things like that. But our Mayberry family's strong, and it's always good to have us together. All right, so happier note, we got the chapter news. Let me give you that. Chapter update. There's a little bit of chapter news update. We got two brand new chapters. I always love these chapter names, by the way. We have a total of 1,439 chapters of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club since it started in 1979. These two newest ones listed in the e-bullet are What Do You Know Spaghetti? From Mount Pleasant, Pennsylvania. I love the names. Gosh, how do you guys keep coming up with good names? And the other one is Mayberry, Where the Living is Easy and Slow. That's a great one. Virginia Beach, Virginia. So if you'd like to start a chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club, you can do that. And the information is in the e-bullet. You can head over there and check it out and give you information as you go. A lot of stuff in there as well, because the e-bullet brings you stuff about weavers. So head over and check out the stuff in there. They got the Mayberry Trivia book, the wall calendars. If you haven't gotten your 2016 wall calendar, you know, it's February. You already missed 2 months, and they're only on, they're $10 right now. And, you know, they'll go back up when they're collectible. So go ahead and get them. They also have postmarks, note cards by Mike Johnson. You'd like those. The sweatshirts, we're always talking about all this stuff. All right, and this is what I was heading for. Cause for applause. So this is big news. Several recent accolades have been achieved by or bestowed upon several creative efforts related to Mayberry. First, this is big news, the Andy Griffith Show Christmas Special, which aired in primetime on CBS on Christmas Day, not only won its time slot, but it also won the entire evening in the Nielsen ratings. Yay! Where's my clapping sound? Yay, there we go. Got our clapping sound. So it won the entire evening. And the special, which featured the novelty of newly colorized episodes of The Christmas Story and The Pickle Story, finished an impressive 15th for the entire week, going up against top current shows like NFL football, for instance, and various versions of NCIS and The Big Bang Theory. So let's hope that great showing by the Andy Griffith Show means that we'll have a new tradition, a Mayberry tradition for the holidays. It's been started. Yay, that's great. There's also an indirect Andy Griffith Show award at this year's Rose Parade. Now, I didn't catch this. I was glad Jim wrote about it. The South Pasadena float entry was called Fishing Follies. It was the winner of the National Award for the best depiction of life in the United States. Though the float did include a little red-haired boy fishing, the primary Mayberry connection was the use of Earl Hagen's Andy Griffith theme as the float's attention-grabbing soundtrack. Hey, that was cool. So I remember seeing that float during the Rose Parade. I always like to watch that. It was of a big bear fishing. There's a little boy fishing. There's a bunny rabbit. There's all kinds of stuff there if you didn't see it. But it was a pretty cool thing. And one more award, a tip of the hat. The upcoming Mayberry Comes to Westminster, mentioned earlier, has been named one of the top 20 events for May 2016 by the Southeastern Tourism Society. While it's not uncommon for long-running event like Mayberry Days in Mount Airy to make the Southeast Tourism Society's top 20 for the month, which is in September, it's quite an accomplishment for a relatively new festival such as Mayberry Comes to Westminster to make the list. This May's edition will be the festival's 6th year, as we mentioned earlier. It drew more than 10,000 fans in 2015, and with a little help from the weatherman, is expected to draw even bigger crowds this year. Awesome. Great, great news. Congratulations to Tom Rusk and all the folks that put on that event. Folks, there's more information in the bullet, the e-bullet. I keep wanting to call it the bullet. The e-bullet, so you can go and check that out. I'm not going to go through it. There's chapter news. There's all kinds of other things in there. So go and get, you know, subscribe to the Bullet, the eBullet. Jim works hard, you know, and he digs you. So you dig him back by going over and subscribe by email. So you can get it by email, or you can subscribe to an RSS feed too, if you're fancy and know how to do that. You can subscribe in a newsreader, is what it's called, and get the eBullet delivered right to your newsreader. So you could read it on your tablet if you have one. It's fancy. Boy, I know this is Mayberry. I'm not trying to push anybody, but you do listen to a podcast, so you have some technology. So you might be able to do it. So either way, you can either get it by email or RSS feed, or you can just go and read it. But I'm lazy. I like it to be delivered to me. All right. So I wanted to tell you guys about what else I had done. I had traveled the world this week. Let me put back on the Mayberry music. I just like the Mayberry music. Let's change it to something different. There we go. A little peppier. So I traveled. This sounds like Tennessee music, doesn't it? To Granville, Tennessee. That's right. Granville, Tennessee. I know you have all heard of it. What? You've not heard of Granville, Tennessee? Well, neither had I. But I'm always looking for Mayberry events, and I found one when I found out about the Sutton General Store hosting Love Stories of Mayberry, Rations, and Romance. Wow. I thought, what is this? This has got to be something I want to go and see because, I'm a little bit of a fan of the Andy Griffith Show. I don't know if any of you knew that or had ever picked up on it or not, but, that's the way I am. So I headed over and got me a ticket. That's what I did. Got me a ticket to head to see the show over at the Sutton General Store. Let me show this in the pictures here so people can see the pictures of it. And we, Jan and I, headed off to Granville, Tennessee. And we got there on Friday night because they're doing the show. This is a country store that was built, I believe, in 1880. And when we got there, basically the town shut down except for the country store, which was at the time having another show. We went to the late show, to the 7:30 show. So we headed over to the gift shop, and we found out that they also have a barbershop museum. And they also have a Granville Post Office Museum. And they have a gift shop that used to be the bank. So, folks, there's all kinds of cool little things going there, a lot of history. They had pictures around the town from Election Day of 1951, all kinds of stuff. There's only about somewhere between 300 and 500 people live in this area. And so we were able to sit around and wait because some of our friends, we had two friends, Larry Granger and his wife Ann, showed up to go to the show with us. So we headed over to Sutton's store as soon as they had let us in. And when we got in there, we were able to look around because it's an old-time country store. You guys have got to see it. It's beautiful. And they do these Mayberry shows twice a year. Now, this one, as I said, was Love Stories from Mayberry. It's because they do it at Valentine's Day. Yeah. So you sit in there in the room, and the set is basically just part of the general store, and you sit in your chair and you watch them perform. And what they did was perform two episodes of the Andy Griffith Show. The first one they did was based on alcohol and old lace, you know, the Morrison sisters making their flour making machine and everything. So they did that one and had folks dressed up as Otis and Andy and Barney and Ben Sewell from that episode, same fella but different name, and Opie. We had Opie and folks. This was just a lot of fun. The actors were all from that little town, so they're not claiming to be professional, but I want to tell you they did a pretty daggum good job. And the area they had to work on wasn't very big, but they certainly made it a lot of fun. So they had us in one room to begin with, and then they moved us over to the other room as they did the second show, which the second show was the one with Jeff Pruitt. You know, where Jeff Pruitt, what was Jeff? The guy came to town and was trying to get him a wife. Farmer Takes a Wife, I believe is the right name for that episode. And he's in there trying to get him a wife, and he's picking up women on the street corner, and Andy says, Opie, what do you know about picking up women on the street corner? What's there to know? You just lift them up and set them down. You find out how much they weigh. It was a great show, a great time. The cast was fun. They enjoyed themselves and had fun with the roles. There's about 50 people present. It was completely sold out because it won't hold more than about 50 people there. But it was a great time. Now, this is all, as I said, in Granville. It's in Granville, Tennessee. Now, Granville has all kinds of events, and this year they're doing stuff that's called, they're doing the Remembering the 1930s. So they have all kinds of events coming up. You can head over to Granville, Tennessee. It's G-R-A-N, by the way, Granville, V-I-L-L-E-T-N.com, and you can find out all kinds of stuff. They're having they have another Mayberry show coming up in Christmas time. They do a Christmas and a Valentine's version of these Christmas shows. So maybe if you live in that area, and where is it? Some of you guys have no idea, I'm sure. Well, it's actually located about an hour east down I-40 from Nashville. So if you're in Nashville, it's about an hour east of there, and you kind of cut up through the woods a little bit there, but it's you'd find it up in the mountains, and it's a lot of fun. It's between, I guess, Cookeville and Carthage, or Gordonsville. It's in that area of Tennessee. So you can find it on your map, Sutton General Store in Granville, Tennessee. I want to encourage you to go. The folks are super nice. They are Mayberry fans through and through. Oh, that was good timing with the music. All right. So, folks, I definitely want to encourage you. It was a lot of fun. Like I said, the folks that were playing Andy, the guy, his name's Stan Webster. He was playing Andy. You had Barney, Sam Moore. Andy was really good. Barney was good, but it's really hard to be Barney. Now, you know, so it's always easy to critique somebody trying to play Barney. I'm sure you can ask David Brown or Ronnie Felker or those guys that try to do that. It's tough. It's tough. Now, Otis was played by Randall Clemens. He did a great job. He also played Jeff Pruitt, so he did both roles. Remember, it's only about 500 people live in this town, so they needed 10 or 15 people. The ladies who did the Morrison sisters did a great job, and one of those ladies also played Aunt Bee. Great job. And the other lady was one that actually wrote the scripts. So, folks, and I'm leaving people out. I'm not trying to hit everybody, but it's definitely a lot of fun. A great place. If you're into history, it'd be a fun place for you to go, even when it's not Mayberry. But definitely would encourage you to check it out and be watching, and we'll try to remember to tell you here on the podcast when they're going to be doing their Christmas shows. They sell out quick because they can only hold about 50 people. A lot of fun. We had a great time, my wife and I. All right, folks, I guess that is about all I can do for you this evening. We've been talking and talking and talking. So I want to ask you to give me a call at 888-684-8415. It's been fun. I've heard from some of you guys about how you like the Neil Brower interviews with Bruce Bilson. Ooh, I said it right. And I'd love to hear from more of you. Call in at 888-684-8415 or email me at floyd@imayberry.com. Love to hear your thoughts about some of these episodes that we've been putting on. All right, folks, we look forward to seeing you next time right here in Mayberry. I want to thank you, as always, for spending time with me. And head over and tell folks about the show. So if you see it, share it on Facebook. Tell us about the podcast. So maybe we can get more folks in here. Until next time, everybody, have a great Mayberry week.